ABC Radio Australia.
Clean-up operations are going to continue today in parts of Fiji and Tonga after Cyclone Tino swept through the island nations over the weekend, with strong winds and rain causing storm surges that left low-lying communities on the coast inundated. But Tino, which reached a Category 3 status as it passed through Tonga, also impacted other island nations like Tuvalu and Samoa. Now, in emergencies like cyclones, the needs of people living with a disability are often overlooked and they're considered to be more vulnerable. In fact, research from Japan, for example, has found that a person with a disability is 2 to 4 times more likely to die than the general population in a disaster. But for the first time during Cyclone Tino, people living with a disability in Fiji, at least, have had an emergency operation centre dedicated to their needs. As parts of the region were battered by the cyclone, people were able to watch the Fiji Disaster Management press conferences, and they would have noticed them also being translated into sign language. For more on this, I'm joined by Pacific Beat reporter Nick Fogarty. Nick, tell us a little bit more about this Disability Operations Centre and what it does.
Sure. So a while ago, Fiji reviewed its National Disaster Management Act, and it found that there were shortcomings when it came to helping disabled people during disasters. So they ran a series of workshops with the Fiji Disabled People's Federation, and the end result was this Disability Emergency Operations Centre, which swung into action for the first time during Cyclone Tino at the weekend. So people with disabilities were able to call this Special Operations Centre with their particular concerns, and they were able to get specialist advice on things like which evacuation centres would meet their needs, and if they did need to be evacuated, they could let the NDMO know if they needed particular tools or assistance. And whenever the NDMO director, Vasichi Soko, shared important information through regular video press conferences, sign language translator Melita Dalai-Bau was standing next to her, helping to translate her words for any deaf viewers. I spoke with Vasichi Soko and she told me that while it's too early to know exactly how smoothly the operations centre functioned during the cyclone, it's a step towards Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama's words that no Fijian will be left behind.
We've yet to create a standard operating procedure for the Emergency Operations Centre. But all in all, it's one of the biggest lessons learned from these two cyclones. And for us to see them, you know, be proactive and to open the Emergency Operations Centre for the, you know, disabled communities, it's heartwarming and it gives us more reason to be more inclusive for those that are also vulnerable during disasters.
That is Vasichi Soko there from Fiji's National Disasters Office. And Nick, what's the view of those within the disability community on how this program went in Fiji and also how it fits more broadly into the rights and the way that disabled people, particularly right across the Pacific, are treated?
Well, I also spoke to the CEO of the Pacific Disability Forum, Setariki Mathanawai, and he applauded the work of the NDMO and Fiji's disability groups. And he started off by telling me about the special needs that people with disabilities have during disasters.
Yeah, in terms of disaster, yes, it does affect everybody, including the elderly, including children, women, and also persons with disabilities. Specifically for those of us with disabilities, communication is a challenge. For those who are deaf, accessibility of evacuation centers is another one. For those with physical disabilities, those with wheelchairs, not accessible those evacuation centers are, and also for blind people, but also transportation, how people with disabilities are safely moved from their homes to evacuation centers.
That's the CEO of the Pacific Disability Forum, Setariki Mathanawai. Now, he says the new response centre in Fiji is part of a broader regional push that disability groups have been making for some time to be more involved in government responses to disasters. He says similar work was done with Tonga's Disaster Management Office during Tropical Cyclone Gita, in Vanuatu during TC Pam, and in Solomon Islands and Kiribati as well. In his words, he says that positive changes are being made and that Pacific governments are increasingly becoming aware of their responsibilities as a state.
All right, thank you. That is our reporter, Nick Fogarty, there.